الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد الله تبارك وتعالى mentioned in the Quran Sharif وما ينطق عن الهوى that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم does not speak of his own desires إن هو إلا وحي يوحى whatever he says is revelation that was revealed to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم during the days of ignorance the people believe that certain illnesses such as leprosy etc are contagious Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into this world and he negated this belief by saying la adwa, there is no contagiousness in diseases. Just as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala causes one person to fall ill, similarly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala causes others to fall ill as well. One Bedouin, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what is the condition of camels, that the camels in the desert are generally healthy, but as soon as they come in contact with a camel that has scabies, then the healthy camels contract that disease. So isn't it that one camel is passing over the disease to other camels? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him a question, and he said, فَمَنْ أَعْدَ الْأَوَّلِ that who transferred the disease to the first one? Meaning, just as the first one was affected with the disease, by the decree of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, similarly, the remaining camels also contracted the disease by the decree of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Mufti Abdul Rahim Saab Lajpuri Rahmatullahi, the author of Fatawa Rahimiyya, a very senior mufti, he has written that there was an outbreak of a plague in the year 1325 Hijri, which is approximately 116 years ago, which corresponds with the year 1904. In the plague, Hazrat Mufti Saab had lost his paternal grandmother. So he writes, in the same house that his paternal grandmother was residing, his paternal grandfather was also residing in the same house. One paternal uncle was also in the same house. And two of his paternal aunts were also residing in the same house, as well as his parents. They would all serve his grandmother. But by the grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, none were affected by the illness. In fact, they remained alive after her demise for many years. After this particular plague, they experienced two other plagues. And even in those two other plagues, they remained safe and protected. So the Mufti Saab writes that if diseases are contagious, then why didn't the other family members fall ill? This is a clear indication that diseases, illnesses, sicknesses is only by the decree of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that may Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding and may Allah ta'ala grant us the ability to correct our aqaid and our fundamental beliefs, particularly at this time when the world is going through so many trials and so many tribulations. Ameen.